around Lafferty with the ball. Gets it on the right-hand side over to Marta Skelly. Gets it down low to Osborne. Osborne shot blocked. Rebound pulled down by Skaffestad. Brings it out to the three-point line. Turns around, not guarded. Throws up a three-point shot. And as you can tell by the crowd response, that's good for three. 48-14, the official score on the court. Colton Belisle with the ball now for Skelly. Gets it over on the right-hand side to Brady. Brady gets it to the baseline to Ackerman. Ackerman looking to work. Instead, passes it back out top. While Belisle has it, gets it to Micah Cook from the free throw line. His shot, no good. Rebound batted around. Finally pulled down by Horna. And Horna finds a wide open Marta Skelly. His shot from 10 feet, went about 15 feet, though. Skagway with a breakout, and Belisle takes his length of court, no good. Off the glass, rebound comes down to Ackerman. His follow-up, no good. Danny Brady, they're fighting for the rebound. Scrappy Danny Brady gets the rebound and is called for a traveling violation as he is hit and fell to the floor on the contact. A foul call, a travel call. The officials in Lafferty has the ball now up in the forecourt for Horna. Ball over to Roberts. Randy Roberts now at the top of the key. Gets back to Lafferty. Over in the corner to Skaffestad and feeds it down low to Osborne. Osborne turns and shoots. Blocked out of bounds by Skagway. Osborne with the... Yeah, he's going to take the ball out from underneath the Skagway basket. Gets it over in the corner. The Skaffestad, who was up a three, no good. Rebound comes down to Lafferty. Lafferty gets it around the horn and down to Osborne again. Osborne trying to work down low, and no fancy footwork for Osborne on that one. Travel a little bit, and that's just enough for the violation. Skagway having a little confusion with the official about who's going to inbound the basketball. Oh, the Zebra. Colton Belisle now with the ball in the forecourt for Skagway. Gets it over on the left to his brother Wyatt. Wyatt wants to look down low instead. Pulls it back up top to Colton. Colton taking his time there, keeping that dribble away from the defense. Not a good pass. Not a good pass into the wing. And it is picked off by Roberts. Roberts gets it over to Skaffestad, who is fouled on his layup attempt and will go to the line shooting two. 48-14 is the score with 6 minutes to go in the game. Horna up over Skaggs. First shot by Torsten Skaffestad, the leading scorer of the game. No good. Good. Did the same thing last time at the free throw line, didn't he? Budke going to check in for a winded Skaffestad who has earned a rest on the bench. 49-14 to score. Horna up over Skaggs. Wyatt Belisle with the ball on the left-hand wing. Gets it back up top to Colton. Colton wants to look back left over to Wyatt. Finds an open Ackerman in the corner for that 12-foot jump shot off of the rim. No good. Budke there with a rebound. Boy, if Ackerman can knock those down, he will. He'll find it. He'll dial it in. But he's got some good open looks so far. Osborne's got it now on the post. For Horna, his shot up. No good. Michael Cook there for the rebound. Michael Cook throwing his body around down low. Getting good rebounding position. Coming up with a lot of rebounds tonight. The ball at the free throw line is shot up. No good. Just missed off glass. Rebound comes down to Lafferty. Lafferty wants to bring it quickly up into the key and brings the ball down low. Colton Belisle picks the ball out of his hand, but it goes out of bounds off of Skagway. And Osborne will inbound the ball for Horna. Osborne throws the ball over into the corner, and that's going to be a turnover. The official had already given Osborne the ball, but Osborne wanted to give it to somebody else to inbound and try to throw it back to the official. The official said, I'm getting out of the way of this. And the ball just fall harmlessly out of bounds. Skagway has it. It is Wyatt Belisle to fall on the wing. Ackerman open for another look. Instead tries to pass it into the low block down to Danny Brady, who had position on Budke, but Budke knocked it out of bounds. Interesting look by Ackerman. I like the idea. Colton Belisle now tries to inbound the ball. Oh, with Rose, his intended target. Ackerman picked up by Lafferty. Lafferty races to the hoop, lays it up with the left hand and in over the top of Danny Brady. A hustling Danny Brady. 51-14 with 5 minutes to play in the game. Colton Belisle picks up his dribble, gets it over on the left-hand side to Wyatt, back over to Colton. Colton with the ball, he's just kind of hanging out by that half-court line, wants to work it into Micah Cook. Yes, it's to the Cook. Cook, nice, the inside-outside game is something that these guys are going to work on as time goes along, and he tries to get it back out to Wyatt, but pass is picked off. Horna picks it up. Ball back over, gets it over to Skagway in the forecourt with a 12-foot jump shot. It is Colton Belisle, and he does not make it. And we've got a foul called on the rebound. It will be called on Danny Brady of Skagway. Skagway will be attacking. Colton Belisle sets the inbound. Slaps the ball, gets it in to Micah Cook. Micah looks for a pass out, gets it back to Colton. Colton's going to set up the offense. He's going to pull it up through the half-court circle there. He gets it on the right-hand side to Brady. Brady feeds to cutting Ackerman. Ackerman shot from 15 feet up and good from the baseline on the right-hand side. And Ackerman gets another two. 51-16 to score. A little pressure D from Skagway on the make. And the Braves break it easily. Oh, Ackerman with a block shot. Marta Skelly got the ball open on the right block, and Ackerman came flying in out of nowhere. Smacked the ball out of bounds. This will be Braves basketball and Skagway hoop. Marta Skelly gets it out top to Osborne. Osborne looking to do a little dribble drive into the middle. Blocked by Cook with his shot. He tries to get it back, and Osborne unable to corral the ball. Out of bounds. Off of Osborne, Skagway basketball, 51-16 with under four now to go in the game. Colton Blount gets it over to Brother Wyatt on the left-hand side. Back up top to Colt. Skagway's offense doesn't have a lot of movement in it at this point, but he's working on containing the basketball. Colton Blount now with the ball up top, and Wyatt bails him out up at the top of the key. Oh, he gets it into an open Micah Cook at the top of the at the free throw line. Who feeds the low post down to Ackerman. His shot missed. Corralled by Skagway. By Blount gets it out to Colton. Colton's going to reset again. Puna is sitting in this 2-3 zone that they've been playing most of the game. And it's been effective. Skagway works against it, though, and gets an open look from point-blank range for Ackerman. A little too strong. No good. Puna comes out with the basketball. Lafferty races into the forecourt. Gets it up to Bucky. Beautiful fast break opportunity by the Puna Braves. 53-16 now the score, under three to go in the game. Brady gets the ball, gets it right back to Colton. Colton taking his time. He's at the top of the keys, looking for something to happen. He tries to force it into Micah Cook at the free throw line. Ball is picked off, quickly up to Bucky, unable to corral the long pass, the half-court pass, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Mona back to Skagway. Colton Belisle brings it up over the half-court area. Ready to move on a wing so he can get that first pass. Wyatt is the open man. Looks down low, instead goes back out to Colton. Colton feeds off a pick from Danny Brady. Said a nice little pick. Colton went around it. Up with the pass down to Ackerman. Fell out of bounds. And will be Una basketball with just about 2 minutes now to go in the game. Lafferty gets the ball up into the forecourt over to Roberts. Roberts works it back over to Marta Skelly. Back over to Lafferty. Lafferty is kind of working around that top of the key area, and Danny Brady steps into a pass, unable to corral it. Ball goes to Osborne. Osborne, turnaround jump shot. No good, but he did for the rebound. So athletic, this kid. His shot, no good. Gets a rebound off the floor. It gets down to Osborne somehow, and Skagway finally picks up the basketball. Colton Belisle has it. Needs a little help, gets it over to Wyatt. Wyatt feeds it back over to Colton. Great scrappy defense played by Skagway on that possession. Minute and a half to go in the game, 53-16 to score. Colton Belisle wants to work it left over to Wyatt. Wyatt sees Danny Brady coming off a double screen. Danny Brady tees up a jump shot. Too strong, no good. Bunkie down with the rebound, and Bunkie is faster than everybody else on the court. Length of the court, layup, Bunkie is good. Great handle in traffic by Bunkie, able to just outpace everybody. Blue and gold lays it up for 255-16 with a minute left to go in the game. Danny Brady has the ball on the right hand side, gets it back up. To Colton, to the free throw line to Micah, and back over quickly to Danny Brady. To Colton, to Micah, to Ackerman on the left block, whose hook shot from the left block is good for two. 55-18 now the score. Lafferty with the ball, working against three defenders. That means nobody's home down on the baseline except for Micah Cook, and Micah Cook gets a block as Marta Skelly tries to put one up. Rebound comes down to Danny Brady, and he's got a flash out. He's defended by Budke, and foul on the play. Looks like it could go on a couple of different Puna players as Danny Brady worked the ball up into the forecourt on that fast break. Shot that foul is going to go against Lafferty. Good hustle by Lafferty. Treston Lafferty, just a ninth grader, putting in a lot of good minutes for this Puna Braves squad. First shot by Brady up, no good. 55-18 with 28.4 seconds to go on the clock. And we're probably not going to come back from this crazy thing to happen. I'm going to back Brady. Brady's second shot up, off last, no good. Rebound fought for and contained by Budke. Budke gets the ball out for Lafferty. Lafferty down low to Osborne. Osborne's jump fake. Gets a couple players in the air. Back out to Lafferty. His shot no good. There for the rebound. Marta Skelly It's on the floor now. Mona has the ball with under 10 seconds. Lafferty is the guy with the ball. There's a couple of fake dribbles between the legs, and he's just going to run the clock out. Skagway falls to Hoonah, 55-18. Stay tuned for more basketball action here on KHNS.